Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's just such big smiles on people's faces outside the Allstate Showcase studio window today in this gorgeous weather. Everybody just running around in their shorts and, basking in the sunshine out there. It's just so magnificent, so beautiful.
Lucky for them. I think the rest of us hate the holidays like this. Trying to get out of downtown yesterday when I left here. Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there are a lot of people downtown. We'll say that between all the events, and hopefully people have the day off for the holiday tomorrow. I can't wait. I've got some lamb chops that are marinating right now.
Oh, you've already got them marinating.
I cannot wait to get those babies on the grill later on today. I did some grilling this week. I'll tell you what. I was grilling on TV this week. We've started this new thing called Dean's Cooking.
Mm-hmm.
With no G, Dean's Cooking, apostrophe.
And what time does that play?
It's on periodically on the TV morning show. But this past Thursday, I did a whole variety of different burgers.
Oh wow!
I did. I call it a Greek burger. It is ground turkey, into which I put some chopped spinach. I would have liked to have done fresh. But I didn't have time, and because I was mixing it into the ground, I don't put the stuff on the burger. I like to put it in the
mm-hmm.
burger, because the spinach also gives, a turkey burger can sometimes be a little dry.
Yep.
The spinach gives it a little moisture, and I also, this is what I mixed into it, spinach, feta cheese, and chopped Vidalia onions.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Mixed into the ground turkey, salt and pepper, a little garlic. Grilled it up. So delicious. The feta cheese melted. The onions got a little bit grilled. All the flavors inside of it. We did a burger that we talked about here on the show last week, a ground pork burger with ground apples in it. Apples, soy sauce. What else did I put? Red peppers for a little moisture. Can't remember. I think that's all I put in. That was amazing.
Wow.
That apple and pork burger.
It makes total sense.
Oh.
And the fact that you thought about that, that's great.
That's amazing.
Apples.
And then, just regular burger, I chopped up some cheese, small, like diced it, mixed it into the ground beef, because I like the ingredients in the beef not falling all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I just mixed some regular sharp cheddar cheese into the ground, ground round, something like that. Grilled it up, and the cheese melts inside the burger. Oh, man.
You know, it's funny. You were talking, last week, saying how you just like salt and pepper on your steaks, and that's it.
Yeah, that's right. A little oregano. I put a little oregano on it.
I am obsessed by grilling. Love it. And I just really like to come up with rubs and marinades and all this stuff. And my oldest son finally said, Mom, you know what? I really just want salt and pepper on my meat. That's all.
Basically, like, what he's saying.
Took away all my fun.
He was basically saying, why don't you just listen to Dean?
Yep.
why doesn't somebody just listen to Dean? No, sometimes less can be more. I appreciate a good rub. Sometimes, it really makes a huge, huge, big difference. But, if you're in a hurry, something like that, it doesn't take away. Just to have a little salt on a steak, salt, pepper, oregano. Call it a day. Call it a day. I'm making myself hungry before I get my guest on the air. That's unusual. And this talking about us grilling, here's somebody that's probably laughing at us with our little basic recipes. Jamie Previance, who is a master chef and is the author of a brand new Weber cookbook that's out for the season. Weber's New American Barbecue, Modern Spin on the Classics. Hey, Jamie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Dean. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you with us. What do you think of our little recipes, our little burger recipes?
Well, I love the conversation because it just reflects the fact that the people are different. And some people like it simple. Some people like to get creative. And, it's all good. At the end of the day, it's supposed to be about having fun and, eating what you like. So I think if you know what you like, that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, that's, and, you know, it's trying different things. To me, that's the fun of being behind the grill, learning new things and, you know, just having some fun behind the grill, which is kind of what this new book is about, New American Barbecue.
True.
Because you've got some classic things on here. You've got ribs. You have a rib recipe that I'm looking at, baby back rib recipe, but it's a peanut butter and jelly rib recipe. Please explain.
Yeah, that's a little wacky, and that comes sort of out of a personal story. I used to be a school teacher, didn't have a whole lot of time, became a regular consumer of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches made out of my desk drawer. And I've just always had a fondness for that. And I was trying to come up with a rib recipe that reflected what's going on in a lot of barbecue restaurants and backyards all across America, which is that people are going beyond the predictable, right? They're putting new sauces together, new glazes. We're no longer tied to these old traditions. I mean, we still love them and sometimes replicate them, but there's a lot of creativity at work. So I thought, you know, there's a restaurant in the Carolinas that does a blueberry chipotle sauce, if you can believe it. Doesn't that sound sort of awful?
Actually, it sounds really good.
Okay, good. Well, you're right, because apparently there are huge lines for this kind of thing every
blueberry
single day.
Chipotle, so you've got that wonderful sweetness of the blueberries, but then
sweet
a little kick
spicy
to it at the same time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So with the peanut butter and jelly, what I essentially do is take preserves that I reduce down with a little balsamic vinegar, and that makes the glaze, which is the sweet style on this particular rib.
What kind of preserves are you using there, Jamie?
I use raspberry, but strawberry would work as well.
Okay.
You're just making kind of a syrupy glaze that gives it that sweetness that I think a lot of people love with ribs. And then I make another little reduction with peanut butter, creamy peanut butter with a little bit of apple cider vinegar and some spices. And that's kind of just a little dipping sauce, almost like a peanut satay dipping sauce.
Oh, okay.
And you just take your sweet glazed rib and you dip it in there, you know, however much you like. And if you've got a fondness for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you know, there are echoes of that in there. So it's just, a good example of doing what you like, playing around. Don't feel so constrained by, you know, old barbecue traditions.
What a great idea, because so you're taking sort of like the rub that you would normally do to do baby back ribs. And we're going to put all these recipes on the web, by the way. You take your rub, which in your case in this book is chili powder, paprika, brown sugar, granulated onion, salt, and pepper. You bake up the ribs, and then you put the glaze on, I assume, toward the end, right?
Right.
And then so once that's done, you've got ribs with this raspberry preserve, apple-y glaze on it. Then you serve it with the peanut butter-style sauce for some dipping, and that's where your peanut butter and jelly comes in.
That's right.
I love that.
My kids love it. They call for it all the time. In fact, we may be doing it this weekend.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrific idea. Now, you know, just thumbing through the book again, everybody loves bacon. Everyone's looking for recipes for bacon. You have something that's called Boston Bacon Fatties. You got me with the name. You caught me with the name. What is a Boston Bacon Fatty?
A bacon fatty, or sometimes called a bacon explosion, nearly blew up the internet a few years ago. The original idea was a tube of sausage that is stuffed with something, usually hot dogs or maybe some processed cheese. Then somebody came along with a great idea of wrapping the whole thing in bacon, and it's slow cooked, you know, over indirect heat with some wood. It's a barbecued item. And people just went nuts for this. And I decided that I wanted to do a version of it a little bit more sophisticated. I mean, it's still basically just bacon and sausage. It's kind of just what it is. But I decided to go a little Italian. And that's why it's the Boston Bacon Fatty, because I spent some time in the Boston North End, which is the Italian district.
Right.
So I fill it with antipasti ingredients like sun-dried tomatoes, roasted red bell peppers, marinated artichoke hearts. And the thing looks incredible. I mean, you have to just see it to understand it. It's gorgeous with this bacon weave on the outside and then the sausage. And then you've got this little bullseye of all those antipasti ingredients. So when you slice into it, imagine kind of a meatloaf that's been wrapped in bacon. You slice into it, and there's this prize inside. And there you go. That's another example of just creativity. Maybe gone too far. I don't know. I don't think so. Everyone who tries it really likes it.
It looks delicious. It looks beautiful the way you have it in the book, because you've taken the slices of bacon and, you know, they're interwoven like a wicker basket. But, I mean, you don't have to do it that way. If you just do the sausage, the filling, roll it up, mm-hmm. and then just wrap bacon around it, you know, like a bacon hot dog, you know, kind of thing, that would work perfectly as well. It wouldn't be quite as pretty, but it's the same deal, though, right?
Same basic flavors at work, yeah. And the important thing, again, is that you're happy. You know, whatever works for you.
And that's all that matters, really. It's Weber's New American Barbecue, 1253 with Dean Richards. Our Food Time Show, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show on the air with Jamie Previance. Weber Grill, its new book is Weber's New American Barbecue. Want to throw just a couple of basics that people may be wanting to try this weekend, Jamie, to make sure that they do it properly. I did a segment on television the other day on making great burgers, you know, just basic old burgers on the grill. I did a couple of, specialized burgers that I thought were pretty tasty. But if someone wants to just do a regular old hamburger on the grill, where does Jamie Previance say to start?
Well, you start with the meat, obviously. You've got to have good quality meat that's going to end up being juicy. And I heard you earlier talking about ground chuck. That's probably my favorite. In restaurants now, you find more elaborate blends, you know, with their own brisket and short rib and stuff, and those are fantastic. But if you're just going to the store, get yourself 80-20 ground chuck, which means it's at least 20% fat, about 20%. And you can do, as you were suggesting, where you add a little bit of seasoning, maybe even a little extra moisture in there, because you're going to lose moisture when it's on the grill. So if you've got a little extra up front, then you can afford to lose it. The thickness of the patty is really important, because ultimately you're going for something with some char on the outside, but really soft and tender and juicy inside. I find 3/4 inch just to be about perfect.
Okay.
I cook it over about 400 degrees, you know, sort of a medium-high temperature, and flip it only once. If you try to flip it more than once, you're probably going to run into problems. It might stick. It might fall apart. You might not develop enough char on the outside. So flip it once. It takes probably 8 to 10 minutes if the temperature's right. Make sure you've got that lid closed for as much time as possible, because that's going to keep the grate at the right temperature, and it's going to cook the burger a little bit on the top while the bottom is cooking. And it's also going to trap a lot of the great smoke that you're generating inside the grill. So the lid is really key.
Yeah, that makes such a big difference, right? How do you know when it's done? That's where a lot of people get in problems. They either overcook them, or you bite into the burger and it's steak tartare in the middle.
It's really hard to tell until you cut into it. Unless you have a thermometer, that's probably the surest way. It's just to stick a digital thermometer. I go in through the side, because sometimes if you go from the top, you miss the center. But, you know, honestly, if you get used to making the burgers the same size and you nail the temperature just right, 8 to 10 minutes, like I stop it at 9, and it works out perfect every single time. So it's just a matter of getting in a groove, so to speak, and replicating it.
And real quick, best way to do corn on the cob, don't tell me to boil it. I'm going to hang up on you if you say boil.
No, I wasn't even going to think about that.
Oh, good. That's sacrilege to me.
Yeah, well, the quick and easy way is just to pull off the husks and then put some oil and seasoning and grill it over medium heat for, you know, again, probably about 10 minutes until you char the outside. That way you get that really nice grilled flavor. If you want it to be even more sweet and tender, I actually grill it in the husk. So I pull back the husk, take out the silk, soak it for maybe 15, 20 minutes in some water.
Yeah.
And then put it on the grate, or actually right down in the coals. If you're doing charcoal, cook it right on the coals.
Okay.
The husks will burn up. I mean, it'll blacken. But the beauty is that the water that you've soaked these husks in will now steam the corn while they're developing some smoke from the fire. And you put nice little compound butter on there, and it is, you've gone it's to heaven, right?
That's exactly, maybe I must have learned it from you in one of your books. It's exactly the way that I do my corn on the cob, in the husk, soak it in water on the husks. I don't do it in the fire. I'll try that. I do it on the grill about 7 minutes on each, you know, 7 minutes, I turn it a third, 7 minutes, I turn it a third, because I like it to get a little charred inside. But yeah, you can't go wrong with that. The new book is Weber's New American Barbecue. And Jamie Pervine, it's always good to talk with you. Jamie, have a great summer if we don't talk to you soon, but thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Dean. Always a pleasure.